The rationale is we've been down this road before. The voters rejected this by an almost 3-1 margin. It's been proven that the voters do not want this, but they're going to bring it up again. The simple fact of the matter is the money is the amount of money that they're going to generate is a good deal amount to where it's going to go to the schools, but it's not going to increase class size. It's not going to buy books. It's not going to buy computers. It's not going to go to teacher pensions. It's not going to go to anything that actually increases the educational value. Mr. Titus talked about how buildings has a direct correlation upon the education of a student. I graduated EHS 1995, the old high school. The graduation rate was fine then. It's fine now. You've got a brand new building versus an old building. The simple fact of the matter is the money that is generated from this, Unit 40 gets to keep about 52% of it. The rest of it doesn't even go to Effingham. It doesn't go to Unit 40. It's going to be spread around the county. But the money, the overwhelming majority, the last time I remember, it was about 85% to 87%, is going to be generated in the city of Effingham. So literally, it's a tax on the city of Effingham to be redistributed to the rest of the county.